go.
Hi, how are you? Could you tell me who you are?
Hi, I'm Claudia. I'm studying in Sydney University and I'm an international student.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you something about my interview. So the first question is, what are the main channels for you to purchase the sanitary napkins in Australia? Would you choose a cross-border e-commerce platform?
When I first came to Australia, I would buy some sanitary napkins of Chinese brands on e-commerce platforms because I was familiar with them and feel secure. But later when I heard that some products might be OMI goods, I began to become very cautious. Nowadays, I basically buy from local pharmacies. Even if it is a bit more expensive, I feel more at ease. Adult local brands are expensive. They make me feel more at ease in terms of ingredients, labels, and the packaging transparency. I think this is buying peace of mind with money.
Okay. Has the price increase had any impact on you? Have you ever experienced economic pressure?
Yes, especially last year when the cost of living rose extremely fast and the piece of sanitary napkins was ridiculously high. Once I bought that cheaper model, but the user experience was very poor. Since then, I have realized that sanitary napkins are not something to be compromised on. They are related to self-esteem, comfort, and even confidence in social interaction. The money saved may only be temporary, but the uncomfortable feeling will last throughout the main stretch of period.
What's your opinion on the recent incidents in China regarding to the falsification of sanitary napkin sizes?
Actually, I was quite shocked. It seems that we have never really measured whether the product descriptions is honest or not. But as women, we are the ones who experience it personally every day. This kind of fraud is not only deceptions, but also kind of disruptive to women. It made me realize that we have always been accepted by default as imperfect, and this default itself is very abnormal.
Do you think sanitary napkins are a woman issue, or do you like to discuss it openly?
I think it's definitely a woman's issue. It can even be said to be a social issue. In the past, we would feel too embarrassed to speak up, but now I increasingly feel that we need to talk and share. For instance, in a dormitory or workplace, when you ask who has sanitary napkins without feeling embarrassed, it is actually a kind of change. I also hope that in the future, more men can understand and respect this matter.
Okay, last question. What are your expectations for future menstrual products for women?
I hope the products can be more genuine, more diverse, and more affordable. For example, the selections of products should work for different body types. Men's structure periods and the floor rents. As present, the prices of some high-quality products are really too high. It seems that comfort belongs only to a specific class. I hope that one day girls will no longer be forced to choose products that don't suit them due to their budget. This is the most basic physical rights and also a respect for women's dignity.